places where the hound ought to have been, and that's about all. And that's the last day I've ever tried to kill. I'd rather got to the point, and now we got three cats in it on this little piece of land I'm telling you about. Now, my nephew's got a beautiful cat there, and I'll have one, and got two cats on my land, and one of them, it was built on my land by mistake. And after we measured up, surveyed the land, and found out whose land was where, that was my brother. He built it, and he built it on my land. He thinking he was building it on his. Well, he wasn't thinking that because he didn't know. He never tried to find out. But that didn't make any difference. But anyway, that camp is there yet. And he sold it to another boy that's married into the family. He married my niece. His name is Jesse. He lives down here. So Jesse owned my brother's camp. And I always told Fred, if you ever sell that camp, they don't show and specify in the agreement that they got to move it off. So as long as anybody in the family can stay. Yeah, but can occupy that camp, it's all right. We already had two camps in it, you know, on that property already. And each camp was full of people. I said, what could we do with any more ones there? So I told this boy, told Fred, if you sold that camp, you'd have to specify in the deed that they'd have to move it, take it off my land. And this boy, this grandson-in-law of his, he bought it, and he came to me and he asked me about this deal that I had, Fred had told him about. Fred's my brother. So I told him that, so I said, if you're going to use that camp to hunt in, nothing doing, you're going to have to move it. But he said all he wanted was take his wife and his children out there. Well, I said, well, by God, all power to you. Take them out there all you please. Keep it there as long as you want to. So long as you don't organize a hunting club and bring in more hunters. There's too many hunters out there now. And that's the agreement I got with him, and he's got the camp out there now. There are three camps inside of one of them. All of them nice camps.
Yeah. When you were coming up, the house you lived in, you were telling me about.
Up on Augusta thing with pegs, and built with pegs.
What were the rooms in?
Huh?
What were the rooms in it? How many rooms did it have in it?
It had five rooms in the main house, and then it had a little, I don't know why they built the outhouse for the kitchen. Well, it was about far near to my sink from the house, and it had a walk with a built over shade of it to go from the house there, and that, I reckon that caused about a seven-room house. But we didn't have any running water, didn't have any electricity, and didn't have any bathrooms. We bathed in wash tubs and had cisterns for water, and I caught a drinking cistern of water. I had a dose of typhoid fever when I was about 8 years old, and had fever for 60 days and followed by pneumonia. And it was almost a year before I could walk after I got up. I was just nothing but bones and skeletons. I went through that for 30 days I had fever. And I got out, pulled through it, and I'm living, yes. But I claim the reason I was living, the reason I got well,